You know you're still alive, right? Because I decided to let you off the hook. I decided you're worth surviving in this busy, overworked world. Even after your mistake. Even after you almost made a blunder at the gate and got everyone killed. Choking on the smoke. That's not all you did, huh? Last night was different, to think you'd fall asleep in my arms. Like we're some kind of lovers or something. I don't have work today. You're lucky about that. Those things, yeah, that on the floor. We've been dealing with them every now and then. Part of me wonders if it's just a matter of time before they get what they're looking for. Before our jobs are nothing more than a fucked up mess that no one can fix anymore. You can judge me all you want for how I handled it, and I'll judge you how I want because you almost killed me and failed to kill the right one. Don't you feel that tinge of regret? You owe me. You owe me big time. You can keep saying it's not your fault. That's what those eyes are begging for. Saying with all that, I didn't do it on purpose. Intentions, honey. Intentions. They're bullshit. They don't matter. If my intentions were clear, wouldn't change the fact that I killed a man. It wouldn't even change the fact that you're standing in front of me. Us both on the edge. They could walk in at any moment. Blame everything on you. You're basically already dead. So, the question is simple, isn't it? Where do we go from here? What do we do, right? You don't even have to ask the question, I can see it. But you ask anyways, and guess what the answer is? You're going to stay low here. If anybody comes to the door, you don't answer it. Unless you want a flamethrower in your face. They might think you're one of those things. And then what? Think my good intentions or bad intentions are gonna save you then? I don't know if that's an attempt at comedy, honey. But now you're my responsibility. Because I chose to let you live. Whatever misguided reason I have, you're gonna have to keep in your mind, wrestling with that. And for what it's worth, that expression alone has me intrigued. Why don't you just say it? You've been so quiet since I killed that thing. Was it really that shocking? That's it. That's your problem. The brutality. To think you'd be that sensitive with a job like that. Hilarious. Do you even realize what you were doing? Taking it that lightly, any one of us who lives in this apartment building could have been your next victim. No, don't give me that. Do you think, for a second, that even if it was a mistake, an honest one, had you let that thing in anyone else's apartment, you think that they would still be alive? Or is it that you've convinced yourself? The way I murdered, the way I killed, makes me automatically on their level. On the level of something like this. This bastard. Still, something about the sickening sounds. It just feels like home, doesn't it? Doesn't make me a bad man, does it, Tuts? If it does, then I'm afraid you've got a very, very bad man who has a little bit of interest in you, and you didn't seem to mind it. When I kissed you, just like this. Once again, you're the one who said you wanted to go along with this. Huh? I didn't have to coax you into any of that, if anything. You were the one who wanted me. I've seen those eyes all the other times you let us in and out. No, was it? Looking into the fake's eyes. Still haven't convinced you, huh? Fine by me. Just thought of something funny. That you, when you were standing outside the door, couldn't believe it. Maybe I'm reminiscing about something too soon. It was only a day ago. Regardless, being overworked, underpaid, underappreciated, even when someone owes you their life. What do you think I feel? You want to tell me? Was that part of your game? You're planning to escape? I can kind of see it in your eyes. I want to go back to that lover or whatever you have. Sorry to bring it up to you, but chances are, since the mishap, they're all gone. History. There's a reason why you're alive here. Not a reason I'm gonna tell you, but it makes perfect sense. Everyone needs the milkman. As stupid as that sounds. There's more to it than that, but let's just say I clean up messes sometimes. Messes that nobody wants to deal with, so they tolerate me. They respect me. They fear me. And every day I get up to the same bullshit. I see the world you don't want to look at outside, baby. I see it with all the muck and the grime and the sweat and the tears. I see the relationships broken. Just like you and your Pookie Bear that you miss so much. But you didn't miss too much when you were thinking about me. Feeling me. You know, that old stereotype always gets pushed on me. It always comes back. That I'm trying to steal someone away. As if I had the time to do that. No, if anything is to blame here, it's the end of a line. I've had a fucking enough. Don't you get fed up with it, too? You managed, just barely, to mess up a blunder. Maybe it was a mole in the wrong place. Maybe it was eyes that weren't tired enough. You've seen faces all day long. Your one job that you failed so miserably at. What was you, right? A poor, pitiful soul that had one goal, and one goal only. Match the face, match the record. That mantra you hear in the office, and I'm sure your boss shoved down your throat, and you couldn't even do that. So I'm dying to know. Which is it? Am I the monster in your little story? Or am I the savior? The twisted villain made hero? The tired milkman who's been putting up with nothing but the most? What then, darling? Those eyes don't just look at me with fear. There's a desire there. You want to tell me what's going on? Maybe the relationship. The one at home? No. Let's face it. You don't want to talk about that. If you did, you wouldn't look at me with that kind of gaze. That's the eyes of desire, Tuts, and that's not changing any time soon. Whether you want to admit it, or I make you, you're set. Not trying to move, not trying to get away. Only excuses would lead you out of the apartment when you know it's a death sentence, and that whoever's waiting for you, well, you're not sure if you want to go back. You're not sure if it's worth it to go back. You see the truth. The truth is something magical, isn't it? When you can see it, it's as obvious as they come. But when you can't, you avoid it like the plague, pretending that it's not the case. Want a cigarette? See, that wasn't so hard. A little honesty goes a long way. And that, darling, was the most honest interaction we've had so far. Well, what are you going to do then, huh? Those eyes flash with a bit of murderous intent for a moment, planning to try and take me out. Is that it? You think the story can just end like that? You think it's so easy to have to kill? Well, I'm flesh and blood just like you. Or am I? Do I bleed blue or red? Or maybe I bleed some other color. Why don't you find out with that knife? It's right there. I wouldn't stop you. Remember the part where I said I was at the end of my line? Why do you think that is? Wrong. Wrong again. Use your imagination. There isn't a clear answer, is there, that you want to say to me right now? Instead, you're trying to pin this all on a happenstance. Trying to justify me in your brain that I'm not some sort of crazy, not a killer at large, trying to find any reason you can believe I'm human, but at the same time, oh, that's the best part. You're also trying to dance around the issue. Why am I attractive to you? Why can't you plunge that knife into my chest, get out of here, and live the life that you think you want to live? But to me, that's obvious, darling. You're fed up too, at the end of your line. Maybe underappreciated. Maybe it's just circumstance, nothing personal. Don't care, does it really fucking matter? Well, does any of this matter to you? I see. Silence is an answer, too. I think you're getting more honest as you find those moments to be silent. You realize that you and I were not so different. But there's a lot to this. More than meets the eye. That maybe the world you lived in with those rose-tinted glasses was actually nothing but rot. You were fed propaganda just like all of us. Fed everything you thought you wanted to eat because it's all you've known. Meanwhile, you were in a slaughterhouse the whole time. Welcome to my world, baby. Choke on the smoke with me, won't you? That's it. That honesty. I like it. That's the side to you that makes you worth keeping around. Maybe it makes me happier that I let you live. Even after you made the biggest blunder in recent history. Maybe it's not just you. Maybe it's me too. Maybe I haven't told you everything, and what then? Do you want to know secrets, even if they make you cry? Even if that secret eats away at your brain. Something you never want to admit about society and the confines of the life you thought you held dear. Life's a fucking lie, darling. It's just how much smoke you pump into your lungs before you realize it. How many dead-end jobs you go picking up the mess for people who are too disgusted, too lazy, too pathetic to do the same. That's what distinguishes us. The people who have already accepted the world's little secrets, the dirty little secrets that nobody can tell you, honey. And why do you think they can't tell you? Oh, I wish it was that easy. They just don't have the stomach to ruin that fantasy behind your eyes. Like ruining Santa Claus for a kid. Nobody wants to do that. But I'm different. I want to see that look you have when you really find out the truth. When every little thing about the world comes unraveling, what then? What happens when your president is one of them? What happens when your loved ones are just sad little copies waiting to eat you? What happens then? Then it all comes to a stop, doesn't it? The lies eventually have their end. But why? Why do we think that? Why do we even care about the truth if it's a shitty one, huh? Because that's just it. Only shitty people like me care about that. Because I'm sick of watching people delude themselves into being happy. It's bullshit. They know it. You know it. And I sure as fuck know it. This is an utopia. It's dystopia, baby. And you gotta wake up and smell the ashes. Wake up and realize we're not the apex predator that we think we are. And it takes a lot of metal just to match up to these stupid bastards who wear our faces. This is just the beginning, honey. Something tells me you're not ready to face the truth. You wear your heart on your expressions, you know that. Screw it. I'll let you off the hook with that much for now. Just don't fucking forget all of this. I'm telling you this for a few reasons. One, you have value to a bastard like me. Two, you're easy on the eyes. And three, I might just have the tiniest bit of morals left. Even after the things I've done. But honey, no, this doesn't come free. If anything, I'm taking more from you than you'll ever get from me. It's unfair. It's downright terrible. And on a certain level, I feel bad for you. Shattering those dreams. Truth be told, I had them once too. I just wasn't as stupid as you. They shattered a long time ago. But what do you know? New things replaced it. Infatuations and things that I can't really say to you without touch and taste. Something about the nicotine and the taste of your lips reminds me why I'm still kicking. Oh yes, it's to see that look right there. Again and again and again. Get over here. Don't go coy on me now. After what we did yesterday, you don't have the guts to refuse, do you? I'm sure you're free to. I can't hold you here, and I wouldn't. Why bother? But the cigarette smoke craves company over here. Why not choke on it while you choke on me? That's it. Honesty might not be your greatest trait, but it's definitely a little better than it was at the start of this mess. Shh, not like that. Relax. Let it all sink in that you're with me right now. Now get your ass over here and sit on my lap. You know, I didn't actually expect you to just obediently do that. You're surprisingly into this, aren't you? What? Like to be pushed around or something? Or maybe I'm a sweet exception. That deep, dark fantasy you couldn't get with whoever it was you were with. Let me guess, busy life, always at work. Never time to smell the ashes and taste the sultry lips that you were craving. Always wanting more, but never getting it. Denied at every turn, you got frustrated. But you deluded yourself into thinking it was perfect. Tell me, Tuts, was it perfect? Was it perfect, or is this perfection? The musky madness, a cigarette smoke, and the taste of another man's lips. You've got some explaining to do, don't you? But fine, if you want to go off the deep end for me, I'm not going to complain. Just don't forget who saved you. Don't forget that all this is what you want. I'm not going to go forward with this until I hear you beg. Go ahead. Beg for me. If that's what you're looking for, honey, I'm afraid I'm gonna disappoint you, because I'm not a patient man. Either you beg or we stop here. How about that? That enough ultimatum for you? No, not with words. Come on. Go ahead, then. Beg in a more honest way. Not bad. I almost believed it for a second. But you could do better. I'll trust you then. Is that a tinge of honesty I feel washing over my body because of you? Don't be a fool, it's not like that. None of this is what you're planning for, I'll tell you that. Don't stop, though. I like when you look up from down there. This whole situation is satisfying to me. Don't get cocky. Just because I'm a little bit impressed. What's the matter? Things stop too abruptly. You frustrated? You mad? Couldn't get yourself too excited, and then everything stopped, huh? Like I said, beg. You can do that much, right? Then maybe, just maybe, I'll give you what you wanted. Maybe then you deserve it. What do you think? Is that fair enough for you? Mad luck, that pout. And to think you'd do that from such a one-sided display. You really obsessed, aren't you? Fine. Don't regret it though, honey. Then up you go. With that slutty body. Fuck the table. I don't need any of this. You're up here. So I can see you. In all your honesty. Disheveled. Half-dressed. Or rather undressed. And to think you were sucking my cock like you didn't get enough vitamin D. Well, then you can suck it right here, laying on my table, on that sexy back, tits up. Quite the view. Not exactly trying to leave anything to the imagination, are we? And you said you were a modest woman. Fucking liar. What's wrong? That cock draped in front of you, you haven't looked away. Yeah, I'm hard. Dripping a little pre. Doesn't look like a tasty treat. Oh, you want it bad, don't you? And still, you can't have it. Not yet. Don't you think you should beg a little more earnestly? Huh? You want this? Look at this, how pathetic. But cute at the same time. Begging to suck my cock. Well, guess what? You don't get to yet. Not until you paid the price for earlier. I still haven't let it go. You almost got me killed. And when you're laid out on the table like an experiment, I have full range to drag this finger from head to toe. Stopping at all the important places. Tasting your skin like I'm one of those fucking monsters. You even sure that I'm a real man at this point? Your body seems sure enough. Wow. You're that fucking white already, and I haven't even touched you. That deserves a little punishment. Maybe a little reward, but either way, I'm a little hungry, and what is this kitchen table best for is eating. Now, cry, scream, beg as you want. You only get to suck my cock after I've eaten my fill. So, don't move now, my cute little man. What a slutty body. Now you're smoking hot as you look. I'll stain you with the cigarettes. Musk will drive you insane and you can't even touch yourself. I won't let you. Holding down these hands, you don't get to touch that clit. You'll have to trust me, won't ya? You're squirming so much. I've barely done anything. Don't be impressed yet. You're naughty, naughty. Oh, you're a good fuck.
Not yet. Not yet, you fucking impatient little whelp. Know your fucking place and whose house you're in. You fucking cocky little bitch. Oh, I said it. And so what? You're still writhing to the tune of my tongue however I fucking want to. Can't get away yet. Unless you really beg. I know how badly you want to touch yourself. Not yet. Until you're driven up the wall. Not until I can see the pain of being that turned on. From head to toe, shaking like a fucking... Wow, isn't that a shame? I've stopped lapping you up, pinned your hands down, and now you're just squirming like that. Is that frustration I hear? Frustration, a desire for more. Yet you're stuck, you're pinned down, and look who's above you right now, in every way. The good old milkman to steal you away. Well, how badly do you want what comes next, huh? I can't hear you. That's hardly good enough, come on. You could at least put your back into it. Really put your voice out there. Come on. I want to feel that you want it. You so badly want to get to that clit, don't you? Don't say it's cruel with that expression. Nor my fingers. Edging you even closer. Also cruel. You think this is gonna make me want to more? But I can feel how close you're not getting away with coming until I say so, until you beg to the point where I'm satisfied. More. 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 Well, would you look at that? We fucking broke the table. Isn't that just such a shame? Such a crying shame? Chin up. You can't suck it from down there. Don't you know? A slut like you needs a daily dose of vitamin D. Now open your mouth and say, ah. I see that pout, but it's no use when you're so desperate. That's it. Good girl. Don't stop bobbing that head. You gotten better since yesterday. Not too shabby. Keep dreaming, toots, if you think that that's enough to please me. Maybe a little bit. I'll give you that. No touching yet. No touching yet. That's it. Just your mouth, the back of your throat, getting well acquainted to every inch of my cock. Good. 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 get like that. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. God damn it, don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Yes, yes, yes. Open my mouth and say ah. And don't spill it. Don't you dare spill it. No fucking way. Do you mean to tell me that you just came from sucking my cock? Not even a touch. You weren't able to. I made sure of that. Then how did you just come? You're not cheating, are you? Nah, you got dick drunk, didn't you? And after that, you haven't even gotten enough vitamin D today. I'm afraid I'm not done giving you more milk. I think I'd like to look into your eyes when you come even harder next time. Since you kind of broke the rules of this game by coming all by yourself. Doesn't work like that way, darling. We may have both come, but I didn't fill you up with it. I didn't get to feel your pussy clench around my fat cock. And you owe me a table, so I'll raise you a fucking door. No, that's too much like yesterday, isn't it? You're back against it this time, sure, but maybe you've taken a liking to this door. The door you stepped into and fucked a man who isn't your husband. Look at you go. That fucking look is what I've been craving. The realization setting in. Fuck it. I don't care about that. I care about the aftermath when you're picking up the pieces of your brain from the floor. Now, with you looking at me like that and my... feel that? Oh, that burning heart. Fat fucking cock. Slapping against that pussy. Oh, don't act like that. Shy won't get you anywhere right now. And besides, you're at my mercy, just the way you wanted it. Isn't that right? Your eyes are begging, but you're scared too. Huh? Well, you've got a taste for dangerous men. I almost feel bad for that poor sod that's no longer around. Think he'll miss you. You sure as fuck won't miss him. Not with how much you're looking down right now. Why don't you look into my eyes instead, baby? I know you're nervous. When I slap you down there, when I grind against you, but you should look at my eyes. My eyes are up here, sweetheart. My eyes are up here. Your mouth says it all. Sorry, now you can't see. We're connected. But maybe I don't want to move right away. Maybe I want to see that mouth agape and those eyes looking at me half in disbelief, half in arousal. You can feel me twitching inside you. Savor that. Memorize it, because your body's going to remember all of this. Every little bit. That's it. Was that so hard? Honey, you're already half mine. I'm just here to do the rest, because you want it done so badly. You want to lose to this, let's face it. You want to take that fall, that plunge. Nice and slow, pestering inside you. Yeah. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? Don't have any snarky words for me now. That dick shut you up so good. Yeah, and you take it like a slut so good. Oh, don't stop, Ray. Yeah, this time I can look into your eyes even more. Look at me, baby. Don't you dare look away. Yeah. Don't you dare look away. Don't look away. No matter what, I won't let you. Yeah. Those hands around your neck feeling good, right? You're mine now. You're mine. That's it. Nice and deep. For as much as I want you, that's like pouting still, like you're having some kind of second thoughts, baby. Then why do you look at me with those eyes that are pleading then, huh? Is it the powder pleading? Are you begging? Or are you regretting? Don't be that way. Like I said, your past life is gone now. You're stuck with me. Yeah, I feel a little bad. But you did try and kill me after all. And I don't have that much of a conscience. And you can't lie with how much you enjoy it. Me why I stopped, how classic. Do you want more? Huh? You were close to coming again, weren't you? Naughty, naughty. If that's the case, then why don't you give me a reason to say my cock is better? How about that? Well, if you can say the words, that is. Tell me how much you love it. I'm just the milkman, baby. But I'm getting you. You're gonna be the one milking me. By the end of it. Tell me how much better I am. Tell me how much you go crazy on this guy. Oh, he's not being honest now. I was holding back when you got that look plastered all over your face, touch. Fuck if I don't want more. Beg like the little slut you are. You wanna come, then earn it. Yeah? I like that. That movement is more honest. Oh, that begging like your life depends on it. Huh? Not bad. You're dick drunk, baby. And I fucking love that. Coming. Yeah, you too. Come. Good fuck that you are. Good girl. I know that's not all you got, but when I give you everything all at once, do you really think you deserve that? That's what you call a good fucking. And it leaves you a sweaty mess with a broken table, a half-broken girl, and a look that desperate. Now I know you're worth some time. Not just a good fuck. You're the best fuck I've ever had. Expecting something more sentimental. No, not yet. I'm afraid you haven't gotten through the many layers of bullshit. I may be the milkman, but that doesn't mean I'm easy, baby. I'm afraid in order to get any deeper, you'd have to see the world with me. Would you even want to see it? What if everything you ever knew was a lie, huh? What if everything, all the messed up bullshit, was just moonlighting for something even worse? The doppelgangers you keep on. That's just the tip of the iceberg, baby. So, how far does this pool go? I'm warning you, baby, it's not a kiddie pool anymore. Might as well be the fucking ocean you're getting yourself involved in. So big and vast, you could never see the end of it. Still interested? Huh. Bravery is one thing. But I don't know if I want to break your heart like that. Even I have my limits. But I guess for you, if you ask nicely, with actions, I might consider it just once. You get one chance. And one chance only to convince me. Got it. Other than that, good luck, baby doll. You're gonna need it. Because all this isn't something that anybody wants to see. You and I, I'm afraid we're the outlaws. For now. At least until we figure out how to spin the story in our favor. I'm afraid you and I are wanted. Both of us likely considered doppelgangers. But of course they would know we're not one of them, so we can't side with that either. Unless I am. Still believe it? Still think I'm a monster. A monster that came inside of you. Interesting. Then I wonder, would that make me more special? Or less? Doesn't fucking matter, does it? Priorities.
never seem to get us right, do they? Guess you're locked in for now. So I could tell you that